We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yeah, you know what day it is. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Welcome. It is 6:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Former Senator Bob Graham, former Governor Bob Graham, you know where this is going, right? Yeah, he's passed away at the age of 87. He was a former U.S. Senator, of course, from here in Florida, two-term Florida governor, and he was chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of the 2001 terrorist attacks, and he was one of the early critics of the Iraq War. So, yeah, rest in peace, Bob Graham. He has left us age 87. And also Hall of Fame manager, St. Louis Cardinals, Whitey Herzog. He's also passed away. He made it to 92.
Wow.
And Greg has great memories there, probably around the time you might have been maybe around high school.
Or, yeah, just out of high school. Yeah. Whitey ball, as they called it.
Whitey ball.
What a great era to be a St. Louis Cardinal fan.
Yeah, you can't say Whitey ball anymore. That is
racist, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. That Whitey was... my dad had a friend named Whitey.
Yeah.
And then there was another baseball player, Whitey Ford.
It was not unusual.
It wasn't completely unusual, but I never hear that name anymore.
No.
That's an older generation, for sure.
Well, even with me, there's not a lot of Gregs when you really think
what?
About it. No, there's not.
There's like a gazillion Gregs.
Yeah. Not compared to like your Davids or your Bobs. I mean, yeah. So, Bob, you're a common man, Bob.
I am a commoner. Yeah, I am. All right. Let's see. What else we got going on here? Oh, well, it is a happy hump day, Trump day. Did I mention that? I think I did.
That's okay.
We're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She will be joining us at 8:05 this morning. It's going to be interesting because still a little controversy.
Ooh, yeah.
Speaker of the House, is Johnson in? Is he out? And so we'll get the latest from her. I heard they might have to work this weekend, so I don't know if she'll be not in a good... Well, she's a workaholic anyway, so it doesn't matter.
She doesn't sleep.
That's right.
She doesn't.
Let's see here. Oh, Lara Trump said, hey, good news.
Yeah.
After day one of the trial, $1.5 million came in.
Woo!
Support the campaign.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Yep. The massive single-day haul supports Trump's belief that his legal challenges might come back to haunt Democrats. Well, I don't know about Democrats per se, but enough of the so-called swing voters in the middle. It should be enough where there'll be a backlash because... If anybody will just peel back a layer or two and be honest, this is all, every case against Trump is politically motivated.
Oh,
period.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you'd be surprised. Like, you know, Anderson Cooper, I was listening to him, CNN, and he just, if Trump is, you know, convicted of a felony and this and that, it's like, yeah, are you going to be honest and say that... It's not really a felony charge, or it shouldn't be. Bragg made it one, but if he makes it a felony charge, then it's really a federal matter, which I don't really think is necessarily within his jurisdiction.
But think about it. We know several people who, just like that, would believe every single word of it.
I know.
I mean, they just literally, I mean, and there's no way you could tell them otherwise, because facts don't really matter.
No.
Because they were told by CNN or whoever that that's what it was.
And not that... Polls matter, but if it weighs in favor of Trump, I'll say, well, maybe.
Well, it's on a hump day, Trump day, you know, so come on.
Voters view of former President Donald Trump's presidency improved 9 points after President Joe Biden assumed office. That's right. After over 3 years of Biden, people are like, okay, I give. Give me the mean orange tweeter.
That's
give
hilarious.
Me a double orange mean tweeter, please, to go.
That's funny.
Under Biden, costs soared nearly 20% across the board. Wars broke out in the Middle East and Ukraine. U.S. experienced a deadly Afghanistan withdrawal. And over 1.7 million known gotaways entered the country, not to mention the ones that, you know, the Biden administration let in willingly.
Well, now there's that.
One that killed that college student up in Georgia. Apparently, he was, you know, what they call paroled.
You mean just let loose to do whatever you wanted?
Well, I mean, it is a qualification.
Yeah,
and technically. You have to fit some certain criteria, technically, right?
How about not being a potential murderer?
Yeah.
I think that should be on the list.
Yeah, well, I don't even... I mean, there's no screening. In fact, the only reason he was labeled that is because where he came in at El Paso, it was capped out, and they just said, go ahead, and gave him that, and just gave him that.
Yeah. And we just let him in. I don't. Yeah. That's just crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And the Biden administration won't change. And Mayorkas is, you know, they're trying to impeach him, which they won't be successful at because the Senate won't go through with that, although they should.
Schumer says that's just policy.
Well, you do the trial to find out, is there really evidence of serious wrongdoing here? That's the only remedy you have. That is the equivalent of a court case, or you could even say suing someone. Holding them liable for malfeasance, not doing his job and protecting the border as per the Constitution and the laws of the land. And if they don't have a case, they don't. But it's got to run its course, or at least it should. But here we go. 42% said Trump's tenure was mostly good for America, compared to only 25% for Biden. This is a New York Times Siena poll that came out Saturday. More voters, up 11 points, regard Trump as a safe choice than previously viewed in 2016.
Interesting.
So that's good. And more voters approve of his handling of the economy. They think Trump left the country better off. They approve of Trump's handling of maintaining law and order. Good.
Wow.
All those numbers are up as they should be. So we'll see once again if that transfers into a victory in November. But at least it's a good sign.
Yes.
A good sign.
Yeah.
The U.S. Supreme Court sounded skeptical of the Biden Justice Department during oral arguments that happened yesterday regarding whether a man involved in the events at the Capitol on January 6th can be charged under a law that severely punishes obstructing an official proceeding. The landmark case could upend around 350 cases in which defendants, around 100 of which have been convicted or pled guilty, were indicted on similar charges under the same provision. The decision will almost certainly have major implications for the Biden administration's prosecution of Donald Trump, resulting in the most serious charges against him being thrown out of court. Wow. Now, again, they're trying to read the tea leaves based on the questions of the Supreme Court. The government indicted defendant Joseph Fisher after January 6th under 18 U.S.C. 1512c2 provision enacted after the Enron scandal. Okay? Enron. Remember Enron?
Oh, yeah.
That went down the tubes. So many people that worked there, that's all the stock they had was in Enron. So all of their pensions tubed with it. It was horrendous. It was awful. The Enron scandal, for one who corruptly obstructs, influences, and impedes any official proceeding. Okay, so indicting him on six other charges as well. Fisher's attorneys argue that the charge in question inappropriately relies on that provision, which was clearly intended to cover concealing or destroying evidence related to a white-collar crime, which, just in the little that I know about it, that seems to make sense. That's what it was for.
So they're trying to transfer that over to the proceeding that was going on with the whole election stuff in the Capitol.
Yeah, and the problem with it is the statute carries a potential 20 years in federal prison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gosh, with all the things that gone on in Washington and all the, you know, the Biden family business and all that, that a guy who's there on January 6th could end up getting 20 years in federal prison when all these other folks like Hunter still walk the streets.
That's
incredible.
Crazy. That's crazy.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Good morning and welcome. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Hannity.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 6:21. Let's pump it up. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check? That's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. For those blinded by partisanship, for those who can't accept that maybe Donald Trump isn't Satan or Hitler or the devil, you know, just, yeah, if you can just take one step back and look at things with, an unemotional, unbiasedness. Clear your eyes. Because Trump is really making it very obvious that this guy, Alvin Bragg, is a bad guy, which, if you're paying attention, you already know that. But what a great example of Alvin Bragg in action was when he went to prosecute and put in jail the guy that owned that bodega in New York. Remember, he was the one attacked? Yeah. And it was on video, and it was obvious. He was attacked, and he can't defend himself. Well, not with Alvin Bragg on the job. Why, you're a good man defending yourself. We got to send you to prison. So Trump, like Trump could do and can do and will do.
That's true.
Says, I'm going to the bodega. So he visited the bodega in New York City. This is where the worker was attacked, robbed, and then wrongfully prosecuted for murder by the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg. So it goes to show that this guy, at the very least, Alvin Bragg, is terrible at his job. That's the best thing that I could say about this vermin. He's a loser with a capital L. Prior to his visit, Trump issued a press release revealing that he would be visiting the bodega where Jose Alba, who had been working as a bodega clerk, was robbed, attacked, and ultimately wrongfully accused of murder after he defended himself. Again, if there wasn't any video evidence, then you'd have to talk to witnesses and you'd have to go through a whole case. But you're the guy working there. You're attacked, clearly. He'd been attacked. Even if you didn't have video, you could see by his physical, makeup that he had been hurt. And all he was doing was defending himself. A clear case of self-defense, not, a customer wouldn't pay, so I had to shoot him. Or a customer gave me a lip, so I blew him away with a .44 Magnum. Come on! President Trump's visit to one of New York City's bodegas comes at a time when retail theft is skyrocketing and the New York City police force is on track to fall to its lowest numbers since the 1990s by 2025. Trump's press release pointed that out. Bodegas are a lifeline to underserved communities, and President Trump believes that only by undoing the Democrat Party's soft-on-crime policies can law and order be fully restored to every borough throughout New York City. You know what the sad thing is? I doubt that mainstream media, the CNNs, MSNBCs of the world, or while we're at it, NPR, right, reported on Trump visiting there. And I don't think they spent much time. And again, I could stand correct, but I don't think they spent much time on the Jose Alba case itself.
No, basically, they're just showing him standing there talking, but they're not definitely going to not really bring up why he's there.
Yeah, why would... Yeah. Well, we know why they wouldn't go into that story, because Trump is 100% right, and it just adds to the fact that people don't feel safe today. Certainly not as safe as they felt when Donald Trump was president. And ask anybody that lives in a big city. They do not feel as safe as they did previously, for sure. During a visit, Trump met with Maad Ahmed, the co-owner of the store, and Francisco Marti, a bodega owner and small business advocate. Now, the story goes back to July 2022. Alba, all right, he's the guy working as a clerk. He's in his 60s. He defended himself when a 35-year-old Austin Simon entered the bodega, went behind the counter after his girlfriend was unable to make a purchase as her benefits card was declined. Okay? Right? After a confrontation between Simon and Alba ensued, on which Simon can be seen on video footage grabbing Alba by his shirt collar and pushing him. Well, Alba fatally stabbed Simon in an attempt to defend himself. So what does Alvin Bragg do? He charges Alba with second-degree murder.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a winner, man. I'm
yeah.
telling you.
Now, finally, because of so much public pressure, Bragg dropped the charges against Alba. Yeah.
But if it had not made the headlines the way it did and the public outcry, this guy'd be in prison. And he was the victim.
I have never voted because I've been working, but this time I will. That's what Ahmad, the co-owner of the bodega, said to the New York Post. We need Donald Trump back in the White House because he's a strong guy. What a great... To point out just how stupid, for lack of a better term, this Alvin Bragg is. Yeah. I mean, it's politics at its worst, but even beyond that, the guy doesn't know how to do his job. He's an idiot. Wow. All right. Trump won. Lefties zero. It is 627. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 805. Congresswoman Kat Kamick will join us. Lots of stuff going on in D.C., including hot seat for Speaker Johnson. All of that is coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran and its proxies launched an unprecedented air attack against military facilities in Israel. 99% of these attacks were intercepted.
The news that's trending.
The region understood this was coming.
The United States forces intercepted dozens of missiles and drones.
The news that's now.
Israel could do nothing, or they could escalate to target Iranian nuclear facilities.
The big question in my mind, will we have their back?
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. When you need to know,
it's election interference by Biden.
The border right now is truly unprecedented.
Willful retention of documents.
You need The Sky everywhere.
Always on every smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 6:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have another fine day. Enjoy the day. Looks like it's shaping up to be another day.
Oh, yeah.
In paradise.
A warm paradise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how hot is it going to get today?
We're in upper 80s again, probably, just like yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Luckily, when I was doing my yard work, I was actually in the shade. So that lowered it to, 86.
It's funny where your mind goes. You go, I'm glad I got some of that, the shrubs dug up and stuff like that. And I'm just thinking to myself, I go, man, I'd love to drop the boat in the water, but I'm having a trailer hitch fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy Larry is helping me out.
Nice.
Well, I think what I did was I might have, backed into the hitch on the trailer,
right.
That goes over the ball.
Oh, right.
I think I backed into that.
So you compressed that a little bit.
Yeah, just enough to where I could still use it. I just have to use, and I'm not kidding, a sledgehammer to pop it on or hammer it on and then pop it off.
I still think when a sledgehammer is your only alternative, probably you need help with something.
There. Yeah, you might want to get it.
Yeah, professionally. Fixed. Yeah, right.
Now, Betsy was torturing me. It's unsafe. I go, it's not unsafe. If anything, it's
probably
safe.
Safer. It's nobody's. Yeah,
it ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, you can't get that thing off the ball.
But you know how it goes. Oh, gotta keep you know, everybody happy. The homestead.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah, and I'm gonna move on.
Good plan.
Dun dun dun. Oh, we're gonna talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick later on this morning, 8:05, and looking forward to that.
Yeah,
and try to catch up on what's the deal with Speaker Mike Johnson.
Well, I mean, and between him and MTG, I mean, my goodness, it's, you know.
Yeah, she told Breitbart that she is prepared to force House Speaker Mike Johnson out of his position with a vote to vacate the chair if the Speaker does not willingly resign the position. He answered back by saying, I'm not resigning.
There you go.
So she immediately jumped from the top rope, came down with the atomic elbow, man, and just knocked him out.
I'm just scared who we're going to get. Because the odds every time we do this, we're going to get a Hakeem Jeffries in there.
Yeah. I mean, you know that's going to happen. You keep giving them opportunities, and they're going to trip and fall on their faces, and the Democrats are going to be there. You know, of course, they've already put a banana peel in a bucket down. So, yeah, somebody's going to.
We have dwindling numbers here of Republicans who are willing to, you know, go along. So every time we do this,
just make it to November. And if you have to fake it to make it, do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Ugh.
A defiant House Speaker Mike Johnson declared Tuesday at a press conference he would not resign after being urged to do so by Representative Thomas Massey. Now, he actually came up and co-sponsored the Marjorie Taylor Greene motion to oust him from the speakership. Johnson addressed reporters hours after Massey told the Republican Congress that he was sponsoring Greene's motion to vacate, asked Johnson to resign. This doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't look good. I don't care if you've got to hold your nose or whatever. You have to show a united front. Don't screw up. This is one of those elections where you're the only way you can lose is if you beat yourself.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying that if everything is straight-o potatoes as far as, you know, not harvesting ballots and all that. In today's environment, I mean, all honest bets are off. But in a hopeful world, I mean, really, it's a no-brainer. Trump should be able to crush it. But you know there's going to be some nefarious activity. You know it's going to happen. It's going to tilt the scales in a couple of races. It's going to come down to a few votes. Probably it's going to be much, much closer than it should be.
Yeah.
Than it would be if everything was fair. And that's all you need is, you know, this Marjorie Taylor Greene or somebody else basically making the Republican Party look like they don't know what they're doing. Now, I'm sure there's some hardcore constituents that are cheering her on, maybe in her home state. But I got to tell you, for the greater good, you know, you need to zip it. Maybe Speaker Johnson doesn't need to be quite so proactive in maybe promoting or pushing somebody spending things and sending money to Ukraine, because that's if you're looking to represent your people, I'd say that the majority are not happy to continually fund this thing.
Right.
Of course, there's a whole controversy about, you know, funding what's going on in the Middle East and Israel, which I see Israel as clearly our ally, been our ally. So that is different, in my opinion, than the situation in Ukraine. Remember, look, I'm not taking Russia's side on this. I'm just telling you that, you know, Putin has said, don't try to make Ukraine part of NATO. And at first, I know at one point we said we wouldn't, but then it's been talked about ever since. That's when he attacked. And again, I'm not saying it's okay, but, you know, there's a little bit of game playing going on for sure. And people are just, you know, we don't want We don't want any more wars. Now, sometimes you can avoid it, but if you can, I think most people are now leaning toward, if you can avoid it, let's avoid it.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skyline's joining us now. Kay, good morning.
Avoid it? You mean like Donald Trump was avoiding it? He had peace all over the world? And Bob, we're not going to have an honest election again in this country until we straighten out our voting, get rid of the voting machines. Those are controlled in another country. And a one day for voting, one election day, and put your finger in the indelible ink, only get to vote once, and prove that you are an American citizen. Thank you, Bob.
It's funny how, what was it like in Iraq when we tried to, you know, have free and open elections? Mm-hmm. The vast majority of the people did attempt to vote, and they had the big ink blotch on their thumb to prove it. And they showed up even while there was still, like, gunfire and stuff going on. But yet, lazy Americans, just one day? Why, that's going to put me out. Really? For 200 years?
Yeah.
You know, some people had to travel via horse and wagon to get to where they voted. But, oh, no, you can't walk down to the precinct six blocks away. Give me a break. No, I'm with you. And, Kay, and you said, you know, Donald Trump avoided it. He didn't avoid war. You know, it's just like a Reagan thing. It is strength through superior firepower. You know I'm not messing around. You know, Biden says don't, and the enemies of our country laugh. You know, you don't see the Ayatollahs laughing. But if you did have a camera trained on them after Biden says don't, they're like, ha! I was like, I didn't think those guys ever laugh. They can't help themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he didn't avoid it. He showed strength. Leadership and our allies, as much as you know, they might chitter chatter about, I don't like the way Trump is. Mm-hmm. They knew he would bring it.
Yep,
totally different than how our allies feel about Biden. Totally different, anyway. Good to hear from you, Kay. Yeah, the voting machines. I mean,
who knows?
Yeah, that's
who knows,
but we do know that the voting harvesting. Look, we've addressed some of these things in Florida. A couple other states have. That's a good sign. But really, I mean, you've got those precincts in Philadelphia that can sway Pennsylvania, and you got the precincts in Wayne County and Detroit that can sway Michigan. So, yeah, it's look, it's not going to be an easy go. Everybody needs to vote if they want to save this country. Mm-hmm. Have to. Gotta do it. I don't care what polls. If polls say Biden, you know, Biden's losing by 90%, you better show up and vote anyway, just in case.
You bet.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Jury process continues in the Trump trial. Details on that and more coming your way on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3 The Sky.
All righty then, here we are. 6:49. On a happy hump day, Trump Day, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, just tell your smart speaker, tune to 97.3 The Sky. And that way, you'll have it. Yeah. And download the Odyssey app, Audacy, Odyssey. Thank you very much. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we are going to talk to her at 8:05 this morning. Yeah, one of the big things is Speaker Johnson on the hot seat, but he's not going to resign. At least that's what he said recently. So we'll try to get some of the backstory, the inside story from her. She's very, very good about sharing that stuff. She doesn't hold back, which I appreciate. Under President Joe Biden, the number of Chinese nationals crossing the nation's border has increased by more than 37,000%. 37,000%.
Wow.
Well, basically, there wasn't hardly anybody. But then, in the last 6 months, which is the first half of fiscal year 2024, nearly 25,000 Chinese nationals crossed the United States border and were encountered by Border Patrol agents. During the same period of 2021, just 65 Chinese nationals were encountered at, by Border Patrol. By the first half fiscal year 2022, the crossings had increased to 432 in the same period. All right? But in 2023, the full year, Biden set a record. He's a record setter, isn't he?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Not the good way. But
24,125 had crossed U.S. borders and were encountered by Border Patrol. Not picking on Chinese people, but if you're a Chinese nationalist, you know how it works. I mean, they even put it in their constitution. I believe it was 2017. They were utilizing this kind of thing anyway forever. But what they actually put in there is that, you know, when the Communist Party calls on you to do something, you're going to do it. It doesn't matter if you've moved away. Now, if all your family is dead or all your family moved away, then maybe you don't have as much to worry about. But as long as you have family that's still in China, that's the leverage they will use to manipulate you into doing what they want you to. Yeah, that's how it works. That's why you need to be concerned about this. Well, uptick would be really not covering it, would it? An uptick in Chinese nationals coming in. An uptick of 37,000%.
Uptick sounds like so, yeah, just a little teeny tiny bit.
I mean, seriously, in the last 6 months, you got 25,000 Chinese nationals crossing into our country?
Yeah.
Now, how do they get there? Because I don't think you can walk. How do you get there? How do you get to Mexico to cross over? Now, are we, meaning NGOs or anything else that's funded with American dollars, taxpayers, or private donations, are we funding any of that? Uh-huh. Or did the Chinese Communist Party see an opportunity and they said, hey, who wants to take a trip to America? No, don't worry. No strings attached. No. Oh, the commies? Big fans of the Three Stooges. I know you had no idea.
I'm sure.
Certainly. Yeah, because if you do them wrong, yeah, they'll go and poke your family's eyes out. Except it won't be a joke like it is on the Three Stooges. They'll actually do it. Yeah. Joe Biden, how do you defend this? Mm. How do you defend? I don't know. I guess he's got to show up somewhere and actually talk about. Oh, I've got a great idea. You know what would be cool? There's an election coming up in November. It'd be cool if you had like the President of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the issues of the day in a debate forum with the other guy that's running against him, that Donald Trump feller.
Well, you know, I know the networks have shown interest.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But the responses
kind of tepid at best, I guess. I mean, Trump's all in, but the Biden folks, not so much. I mean, when you're doing these things, you're allowing these things to take place, you're shoving EVs down everybody's throat, you tell them not to use a gas oven anymore, making that illegal, and all the other stupid things that Biden's engaged in, this would be a great way for him to answer to it. If he feels good about what he's doing, he should be able to defend it. If he doesn't feel good about what he's doing, then he should change it. But he won't. So he's been able to have it both ways. On the lefty media, they're not going to take him to task. They never do. In fact, they carry water for him. They defend him. 25,000 Chinese nationals at U.S. borders in the last 6 months.
What could possibly go wrong, Bob?
I don't know. I'm not going to give you a laundry list of possible terrorist attacks and methodology and things they can do. And here's really the rub. It'd be one thing if they were like training in a secret base and they were going to come out and shoot a bunch of people. I know that sounds horrific, and it is. But how about if they go to work and climb the corporate ladder and get in positions of power that actually have, computer links to all sorts of sensitive stuff, you know, power grids, utilities, I don't know, something to do with satellites or other electronic transmissions. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, and then they can be, quote-unquote, like, activated. This isn't my imagination run wild. We know. It's not. This wouldn't be precedent-setting for the commies. And we know that, but yet here we are. Letting everybody in. I mean, I don't know how else you can look at it. Biden wants to destroy our nation. And then Obama will rebuild it. You know, him and Michael get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how's that look? Not so good in my mind. We've got a lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through the static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.